My Mississippi town, Mound Bayou. I feel blue and all in Mound Bayou. I can hear you calling.
In 1887, a group of former slaves ventured into Mississippi swampland, beating back blizzards, mosquitoes, and wild animals. They cleared walls of brush and trees, forming what would become the first all-black town in America. Built on a mound where two bayous converged, Mound Bayou had its own government, pool, zoo, hospital, schools, and businesses.
Generally, history says it was an experiment to see if ex-slaves could found a place and govern it and run it and make it work. If you did it for your master, you can do it for yourself.
Its founders emphasized self-sufficiency in education, teaching its population how to read and grow crops to sustain themselves.
A place that you can call home, that you can have your own business, and you can own your own things, and you can be proud.
Like many other small towns across America, Mound Bayou's population has dwindled over the decades. We went to see what the town is like today. Over the course of 9 episodes, you'll hear stories ranging from how high school football is uniting 2 rival schools, to how black farmers are fighting to keep land that's been in their families for generations, to how the rerouting of a highway changed the fabric of blues music.
Mound Bayou has a nickname. What is Mound Bayou's nickname? Tell me.
The Jewel of the Delta.
The Jewel of the Delta.
I'm Brilliant Bao.
I'm Rose Gilbert. Welcome to Jewel of the Delta.
If you want to understand Mound Bayou, all its difficulties and promise, most residents would say the first place to look is the elementary school. Mound Bayou's youngest residents may be the clearest window into the town's past. The town is devoted to its heroic origin story, and learning the history as a young child, residents say, enshrouds them in self-love and self-worth. It also gives the children faith that their town will last forever. One child said their history is like glue. It keeps the town stuck to the ground. E. Jeremijenko Conley has the story.
Good morning, sir. I get a hug this morning or what? Oh, I get some candy. Did you bring that for me? Thank you.
It's 7 a.m. on a cold morning. The first thing the kids see when they walk in is an oil painting of the town founder, I.T. Montgomery. From inside the gold frame, his cloudy eyes seem to watch over the children. The kids swarm around assistant principal LaKenya Evans, eager for a hug, which she happily gives. She compliments their outfits, making sure they're dressed warmly, and helps them get their breakfast.
This is my favorite part of the day, because you never know what kind of night children had. You don't know what the morning was like, and so you want to be that person that can give them that encouragement to take them through the day.
99% of the children here are eligible for free breakfast and lunch. So it's a low-income school in an impoverished area. Despite that, I.T. Montgomery Elementary is one of the highest scoring elementary schools in the Mississippi Delta. But this school has an advantage. It's in a town that cherishes its history and teaches its history.
Before we get started, raise your hand and tell me if you know when Mound Bayou was founded.
In a second grade classroom, teacher Sharon Harris is leading a special lesson on, you guessed it, the history of Mount Bayou.
So the founder of the town is who?
Harris says that a sense of the importance of the town's founders isn't something she needs to foster in the kids. It's already in them.
Where black people could own their own what?
Business.
And own land and govern what?
Perhaps the way that we put it across to them makes it feel like they're part of this big family, in which they are. You know, a lot of the children in our classroom, whether they knew it or not, probably came from the family of Isaiah T. Montgomery or some of the settlers that came with them.
At one point, Mound Bayou had a zoo. They had a pharmacy here, and that pharmacist was my grandfather. Black people sometimes couldn't get their medications from other places, but they could always come to Mound Bayou and get their medicine. We had a hotel.
Children are taught to be mini historians themselves. Fourth grader Madison Stanley took a picture of I.T. Montgomery's house and saves it pressed in a book.
I don't want to forget about people who was in history who did things for us. We can't just let them down. I think the elementary school will be here forever because it's a plantation around history.
Here, history isn't just taught. It's recreated on a daily basis. That is, the founders of the town become more than historical figures. They become humans, and more than that, they become friends. Here's sixth grader Jaleah Watt talking about the importance of the founder, I.T. Montgomery, to her.
I'm so happy that I'm in this building right now, because just imagine that you like with him right now, and he's just standing right here watching you. He helps us with our work. If we get messed up with a question, he would like push me to like read between the line and find out the correct question. He like talking in my mind, like, you got this. You can do this. And I have faith in you.
This is not a new phenomenon. Assistant Principal LaKenya Evans felt the same closeness to the Mount Bayou historical figures as a child when she, too, was a student at the elementary school.
The more you learn about these people, the more you feel like you know them and they become a part of you, becomes a part of your household, and okay, you feel like you would have been a friend to them. The story never gets old. It's amazing to hear about people that came from actually nothing. And because they did what they did, we are actually here. It's important for them to understand that it hadn't been very long ago that we were unable to go to Cleveland to McDonald's or to go and stay in a hotel. It's also important for them to know that because we couldn't go to those places, our people created their own places to go. If you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? No history, no time. This is the most important part, our history.
Everybody, do the ITM pledge for me.
One of the reasons the kids have so much pride for their town and their history is the ITM pledge, which they recite with much more gusto than the Pledge of Allegiance. The kids know the pledge by heart. They hear it all the time during the school day, in the morning, during assemblies, during class. But those words aren't just words. They really mean something. I pledge to be the best that I can be. For these students, reciting it again and again in the Mississippi Delta, it becomes less like a pledge and more like a battle cry. This is E.J. Majenko Conley for Jewel of the Delta.
Special thanks to Assistant Principal LaKenya Evans, Principal Addie Carmichael Miller, Sharon Harris, walking Geraldine Wright, Catherine Parks, and the students of I.T. Montgomery.
Coming up in Episode 2, a topic that has been the talk of the town, the closing of Mount Bayou's John F. Kennedy High School, a decision that still rankles residents over a year later. You're listening to Jewel of the Delta.